It's time now for Focus on the Foothills, a program exploring the issues and opportunities facing Wilkes and surrounding counties. Now here's your host for Focus on the Foothills, Angela Henley.
Individually packaged Valentine cards, just a dollar each. And Brame Huey Pharmacy, an assortment of beauty, cleaning, and miscellaneous items are all offered on their dollar aisle. Need a flu shot, pneumonia, or other immunizations? Give them a call at 336-838-8988 for more information. You will find medical equipment, diabetic shoes, compounding, and vitamins at your hometown pharmacy, the Prescription People, Brame Huey Pharmacy, West Park in North Wilkesboro.
Oh, mercy saints, good afternoon. We are about 5 minutes into the hour of 1 o'clock, and it's time for Focus on the Foothills. My guest today is the Executive Director, Mike Norwood. He's the Executive Director of the Wilkes Transportation Authority, WTA. And Mike, good to have you back with us on the program today, sir.
Thank you for having me today.
Now, to remind everyone again, what exactly is the Wilkes Transportation Authority? You guys actually do several things, so talk to us about what you do.
We're the public transportation authority for Wilkes County. One of the biggest things we do is the Medicaid transportation of clients that receive Medicaid insurance. Medicaid covers their transportation. But we also do elderly and disabled. We do just general public. Anybody can get on a ride. We do a shuttle. Pretty much anybody can ride as long as someone can pay the fare or pay the bill.
Now, as far as the different services, let's kind of break them down. The shuttle service would be what exactly?
The shuttle service is the bus with the big orange sticker on it that runs between the two Wilkesboros. And that's a dollar fare to get on a ride. Each time you get on, it's a dollar.
Do you have certain stops? Each ride, is all the routes all the same? You have different rides according to day parts? How does that work?
It's starting February 1st. We're actually redoing it. Currently, right now, it'll deviate off the route just a little bit to drop people off. But we found that it's become terribly inefficient. So what we're doing is we're going to actually start February 1st. We're going to have signs back up that show each stop and that show what time it arrives at the stop, and it will not deviate off the route in any way. They'll just stop at each stop, and people just look at there, if they see a sign, the bus will stop there at the time it says on the sign.
And again, this is a shuttle service between the two towns, Wilkesboro and North Wilkesboro.
Correct.
Okay. And now the elderly and disabled, that maybe it's self-explanatory, but talk to us about what that is for.
That is a grant through the state of North Carolina. It's a rural operating assistance grant, and it allows us to do a few different things. Elderly and disabled is just one of them. It can provide transportation for several things. It can be to a doctor. It can be to a hair appointment, to the grocery store, a life function of that sort. It's also, we get Work First money, which allows us to transport children to daycare. That will also, so parents can actually go to work and be able to keep a job without having to worry about child care and transportation. The last part of it is the rural general public, and that's pretty much, we have different zones. It's on our website, www.wta1.org, and that's the number one. But it shows we have different fares for different zones and different areas in the county, with the furthest out being $22.
Right.
And it ranges all the way down to $4 as the minimum. And you can ride that for just that. It's almost like a copay at the doctor's office.
Now, when you do that, the furthest out in the county you said was $22. Is this a fare just to town and back, to different areas and back? How does that work?
It works depending on where you're going. Our dispatchers and schedulers look at the map, and they can tell you how much your trip would be.
But it's within the county?
It is within the county, yes.
Do you have any trips that go outside the county?
Yes, we take Medicaid clients anywhere. We're in Winston-Salem 3 or 4 times a day. We go to Greensboro, Charlotte, Statesville. We do go out of the county, and we can go out of the county at any time for any purpose as long as somebody pays the bill, like I had said before, but the only stipulation is the trip has to originate in Wilkes County.
Okay. Now, the Wilkes Transportation Authority, how are you funded? I mean, you mentioned some grants a minute ago. Is this a state thing, a federal thing, combination?
We get our funding from Section 5311, which is the Community Transportation Program. And that is a federal and state grant. The federal pays 80%, and the state pays the federal pays, I'm sorry, the federal pays 85%, the state pays 5%, and we have to come up with the other 10%. And that it pays administrative costs, and our vans are also bought through these grants, with the state paying 10%, the federal paying 80%, us paying 10% as well. These are grants we get through. This is, provides a lot of our funding, but we also depend on contract revenue, such as Department of Social Services, who is our biggest client.
Now, how do they use your service?
They use ours. They contract with us to provide the Medicaid transportation, because Medicaid is done through their office.
And so then the DSS will be paying you for the trip.
DSS does not. Medicaid actually pays for it. It's actually Medicaid is a federally mandated program. We turn the bill into DSS currently, and they approve it, send it to the county. Wilkes County pays us, and then they get reimbursed by the federal government. However, that's fixing the change. We're going to have to start billing the federal government ourselves for Medicaid, just as a doctor's office would.
Oh, okay. So is there a website where people can go and see the different services that you have, or a map of where you are in the times and that sort of thing?
Yes, we have not uploaded the new schedule yet because it hasn't started yet. We'll do it probably January 31st because the new schedule is going to take effect February 1st. You can go to our website, www.wta1.org. And again, that's just the number one.
Now, you mentioned earlier that sometimes the parents can use this for getting their children back and forth for work for first, so that they can, I guess, the kids can go to school or back home, or.
Well, it doesn't matter if it's, it takes them to daycare mainly, so they can go. There's no transportation available to daycare. You know, you have the school bus for, right, you know, to get children to school, but this will take them to a daycare or a babysitter. And again, it generally is done on the shuttle during the in town routes.
Well, now for the children that are on the shuttles, do they have to be a certain age?
No, they do not have to be a certain age. They need to be 13 years old is our limit. Under 13, they need to ride with a parent. Over 13, they can ride on their own.
Okay, so again, they can take them back and forth to daycare or the babysitter. So the, well, do you also then help some folks about getting back and forth to work?
Yes. A lot of the there are big employers here. There's Tyson, there's Lowe's Corporate, the two big employers here in Wilkes County. We transport people to those offices daily, Monday through Friday.
So again, I think I asked you this off the air a few minutes ago. Your services are mainly Monday through Friday, but you do have some that go every day. Is that right?
Correct. The shuttles are Monday through Friday. We only do Medicaid transportation on Saturday and Sunday, and that in itself is like kidney dialysis, cancer center, anything that's life-sustaining or that the life depends on, the life of the person depends on, we will transport on that on Saturday if it's contracted with us.
Now, do you have, as far as the vehicles, are these differently equipped vehicles? Are they shuttle buses, vans, cars, or all the above?
We have two SUVs that are, one's all-wheel drive, one's four-wheel drive, and we use those when it snowed last week, I guess it was. We use those to get some of the dialysis clients to get them into dialysis because their life literally depends on that.
Right.
And we use those four-wheel drive vehicles to get them in so they could, you know, receive their care and then to get them back home.
All right. So, but the other vehicles are buses or?
The other vehicles are conversion vans with lifts.
Mm-hmm.
And we have one other minivan that's front wheel drive. It don't use it in the snow very much, but the other ones are either like mini airport shuttles, dually wheeled vehicles, or there's the conversion vans with handicap lifts.
Now, are you fully staffed now? Do you need drivers or anything?
We are taking applications and doing interviews right now. I do need a few more drivers. So if anyone's interested, they can come down to our office and fill out an application in person.
Is there special training, a special licensing that the drivers for the WTA need to have?
No, they just need to be 21 years old, have a good driving record. There's no CDL vehicle, so they don't need a commercial driver's license. They just have to have a good driving record and be able to, you know, check fluids and, you know, basic maintenance tasks.
Do the vehicles that run during the week, is this a 24-hour service or just certain hours during the day?
Our office hours are 8:30 to 5:30. However, you know, with kidney dialysis, for example, it starts at as early as 5:30 in the morning. So I have drivers reporting to work at 4 and 4:30 a.m.
Wow.
And they usually, we try to have everybody in by 6, but that doesn't always happen. We will get the person home before we go home. I've had drivers, stuck in Winston-Salem at 7:30 and 8 o'clock at night, but they stay with them. And whatever it takes, the driver stays with them and keeps me up to date so I'll know what's going on after hours, and then they'll get the person back home before they go home.
You mentioned that you were trying to get some extra drivers. Would the schedulings vary, or is it like a Monday through Friday, or 2 days and rotate off a day or two, or how does that work?
Most of the full-time drivers we have about 10 full-time drivers that receive benefits. They have pretty much set schedules for the most part. It does vary here and there, but the part-timers are basically as needed. Mm-hmm. On average right now, my part-timers are getting anywhere from 25 to 35 hours a week, some even more, and into overtime.
Wow.
Because we are very busy. It's not always like that. I mean, part-timers, they can get 10, 15 hours a week. But there are hours available if somebody's willing to work them, pretty much.
Do you foresee that this will be a service that will need to be expanded, that you'll need to take on more vehicles in the future? I know you're pretty busy right now.
It's funny you ask that, because I was just talking to my staff, and I were just talking last week, we are thinking we're going to have to expand, especially as, like I said earlier in the interview, Medicaid's one of our biggest clients.
Right.
And, the current legislation now calls for Medicaid expansion. And if it expands, I've been told by several people that my trips could increase by up to 60%.
Wow. So that would be, compared to what you're doing now, that'd be a lot.
Yes, it would.
You'd have to hire both more staff, more drivers, and get more vehicles then.
Yes, we would. I mean, we're on average doing 180 to 200 trips per day.
Every day through the week?
Monday through Friday, yes.
Wow. All right, again, we are talking with the Executive Director of the WTA, Wilkes Transportation Authority, Mike Norwood, about their services and some changes that are coming to the WTA starting February 1st. This is Focus on the Foothills. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Dodge City Steakhouse has come to town on Highway 421 in Wilkesboro. You can ride into town and eat at the Dodge City Steakhouse of Elkin, or ride into town and eat at the Dodge City Steakhouse of Wilkesboro. Dodge City has a list of appetizers, salads, steaks, beef tips, shrimp, and chicken. Try one of their specialties like apple bacon pork tenderloin, salmon, homemade lasagna, teriyaki stir fry, baby back ribs, burgers, or barbecue plate. Dodge City Steakhouse has come to town on Highway 421 Wilkesboro. Enjoy Dodge City Steakhouse of Elkin, and now Dodge City Steakhouse of Wilkesboro.
Oh my goodness, I need some help.
Ted, what are you trying to build?
I'm trying to do some remodeling. Ouch! Oh! Ow! I got my thumb!
Call Brad Smith of Cornerstone Creations, 336-957-6191.
Can he help me with these building projects? I'm in over my head.
Ooh, ow! Ted, Brad can build, remodel, clean up water damage. He's licensed and insured. Brad Smith, 336-957-6191.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Much obliged to you. Did I say bless your heart?
Several times. And bless Brad Smith of Cornerstone Creations heart for helping you. 336-957-6191.
Honey, there's a decision we need to make. A serious one.
Should I be worried?
No. In fact, this decision will help the kids so they won't have to worry when we're gone.
I think I know what you're getting at. We need to talk about making our funeral arrangements now, so the kids won't have the pain and expense later.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I think we should talk with Miller Funeral Service about pre-need planning. It's actually very affordable, with funerals starting at under $4,000 and cremations at $1,200.
I was sure we'd have to pay more than that. And they have that lovely facility on Sparta Road, where everyone will be comfortable.
And they're local people at Miller Funeral Service, helping neighbors through tough times.
Isn't it time you had a conversation with Miller Funeral Service about pre-planning your funeral? They're Wilkes County's only locally owned funeral home. Miller Funeral Service is on Sparta Road in North Wilkesboro, online at millerfuneralservice.com.
It's time now for a Wilkes Business Spotlight, brought to you by Brain Huey Pharmacy. The history of Raine Sturtevant Funeral Home goes back almost 100 years. The company traces its roots back to James Calvin Raines establishing a monument business in Wilkesboro in 1894. Mr. Raines later moved the business to North Wilkesboro and entered the undertaking business in 1917. The company was incorporated August 4th, 1930, and the funeral home was located on Main Street in North Wilkesboro. An ambulance service was also operated by the funeral home until 1967. In 1960, stock of the corporation was sold to the management and officers of the funeral home, and in 1961, the funeral home was moved from Main Street to a new location on Armory Road in North Wilkesboro. An expansion of 10,000 square feet was completed in 1991, making additional space to serve families. In October of 1995, Scenic Memorial Gardens was purchased by Raine Sturtevant, and now Raine Sturtevant also operates a full-service monument company, Raine Sturtevant Funeral Home, touching generations of families in Wilkes and surrounding counties. This business spotlight brought to you by Brain Huey Pharmacy.
Rock Creek Family Medicine is ready to assist you. Dr. Sania Cipriano and nurse practitioner Denise Johnston are taking new patients at Rock Creek Family Medicine. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Call for an appointment, 336-921-1362. Walk-ins are welcome. Rock Creek Family Medicine, serving the medical needs of you and your family. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5.
Rock Creek Family Medicine, located at 111 Riddle Road in North Wilkesboro. 336-921-1362.
Welcome back to Focus on the Foothills, brought today by Brame Huey Pharmacy. Our thanks to them for sponsoring the program. We are talking about the Wilkes Transportation Authority with Executive Director Mike Norwood. And these services, Mike, we were talking off the air a moment ago. You want everyone to know that these types of services are actually for everyone. It's just not a group or two of people here in Wilkes. It's everybody.
That's correct. We can, it's like what I said earlier, we can transport anybody as long as they're willing to, you know, pay the fare or pay the bill if it's, you know, a big trip. We're not just for disabled and elderly and disabled. We can transport anyone in Wilkes County, anyone, as long as the trip originates in Wilkes County, and we can transport you anywhere as long as it originates in Wilkes County.
Now, you mentioned earlier about maybe doctor's visits or hair appointments or different things. How would you go about scheduling these trips?
To schedule an in-town trip, we need a 24-hour notice. And for out-of-town, we need 48 hours. And you would just call our number, 838-1272, and ask to speak to the scheduler. And most times we ask that you leave her a voicemail for new trips, and she collects them every so often and will get back with you.
So, for example, if someone had been seeing maybe a local doctor here and they're referred to another doctor in Winston-Salem, but they need to contact your office to get a ride down there because there's no one to take them down there, then they need to call you at least 24 hours in advance to get that scheduled.
They would need to call us 48 hours to go out of town. It would have to be if it's really urgent, we can sometimes try to work it in, but it's very, very difficult, and we do ask for 48 hours notice for out of town.
48 hours for out of town, 24 hours for within the county.
Correct.
All right. Okay, so what is the best way to go about doing that? You said was to call your scheduler. What is that number?
That number, again, is 838-1272.
And can they call any time, or there are certain hours during the day when they need to call?
You can call any time and just leave it on a voicemail. We have a night attendant box that answers, and you can leave messages in that as well.
And then they'll get back to you on scheduling your time.
Yes. Your best time to reach our scheduler is usually between the hours of 7 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. That's generally her hours of work.
And again, the fares vary depending on where you start in the county and where you end up, right?
Correct.
Okay. Are the fares listed on your website?
Yes, they are. They're on the website, www.wta1.org. And again, that's the number one.
And again, a reminder to folks, just in case you missed it earlier, you need to explain it again. Starting February 1st, there's going to be some changes to what you do. You're not going to be going off the beaten path, if you will. You're going to have a set time in place where you stop the shuttle.
That is for the Wilkes Express shuttle, the one that has the big orange stickers on it. Starting February 1st, there will be the route will mostly stay the same. It's just that we won't deviate off. It'll be at the stops and only at those stops will we stop. It'll be marked with an orange sign that will have the stop times listed on it.
All right. And again, that starts February 1st, and you'll have the information on the website as of February 1st.
Yes, we'll have a copy of the schedule on the website.
All right. And so if you wanted to find out more, you can either call them or you can visit their website. And you have the shuttle service, service for the general public, for elderly and disabled, for Medicaid. And you said oftentimes with the Medicaid, you do have to travel on the weekend sometimes.
It's usually just within the county. And it's, again, that's generally just for stuff such as kidney dialysis in the cancer center for patients who have those life-threatening issues that require treatment on the weekends.
Well, you mentioned earlier about if they expand Medicaid in the state that you'll have to expand your services because it might increase by 60% what you would need. Will they also be increasing the funding that you get from the federal government, do you think?
I would hope so. I don't know that they haven't, you know, they haven't said yes or no to that, but I would certainly hope so.
Well, if they're going to make you increase services and drivers and vehicles, then hopefully they will increase the money that comes to you. But the fares that you have locally, those are actually really low.
Yes, we try to keep them low and keep them affordable because we want to be able to move the citizens of Wilkes County that need the transportation. There are a lot of people who don't have transportation all over the world, but you know, we want to help here in Wilkes County and take you where you need to go, make sure you're able to get groceries for your family, make sure you're able to get to the doctor, you know, to make sure you're healthy and make sure you're not having any health problems.
So if you're sitting at home and you're listening and you're thinking, I have no way to get from point A to point B, actually you do.
Yes, you do. We're here 5 days a week. We have staff in the office 5 days a week except on federal holidays. And we're ready to help you in any way we can.
Do most counties have some form of a transportation authority?
Yes, most of them do. Some of them are regionalized in that, you know, there's three or four counties that are kind of tied into one system. That's been happening here recently. But they're generally little smaller counties, with Wilkes being almost the biggest county in the state.
Right.
It would be really difficult to regionalize it.
All right. So, again, if you wanted to find out more, the phone number is
838-1272.
And the website?
www.wta1.org.
All right. And check out those changes coming to the WTA as of February 1st. And be looking for the signs. All right. The service that provides transportation for anyone and everyone here in the county, the Wilkes Transportation Authority. Mike Norwood, thank you so much for being with us today, sir.
And thank you for having us.
Have we covered everything, do you think?
I think so.
All right. This has been Focus on the Foothills, brought to you this hour by Brame Huey Pharmacy.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Focus on the Foothills here on Hometown Christian Radio, a program aired each Thursday at 1:05, exploring the issues and opportunities facing Wilkes and surrounding counties. Be sure and join us next week for another edition of Focus on the Foothills on Hometown Christian Radio.
Individually packaged Valentine cards, just $1 each. And Brame Huey Pharmacy, an assortment of beauty, cleaning, and miscellaneous items are all offered on their dollar aisle. Need a flu shot, pneumonia, or other immunizations? Give them a call at 336-838-8988 for more information. You will find medical equipment, diabetic shoes, compounding, and vitamins at your hometown pharmacy, the prescription people, Brame Huey Pharmacy, West Park in North Wilkesboro.